Molly, we are so excited because Would I Lie to You, a program based on a similar segment of ours, premieres tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10 and 10 Play On Demand. One man who is behind half of the panel and the voice of Ryobi, it is Frank Woodley. Good morning.
That's you. You're the first person who's mentioned that I'm the voice of Ryobi.
I think it's a very good qualification to have.
Yeah, so I do have one of the drills, as a matter of fact, so I can say that it works well in my life.
Would I Lie to You looks very, very fun, and we know this to be true because we play a very similar game here on Power FM Brekkie. How hard is it to hear these incredible stories and figure out who's telling the bloody truth?
Isn't it amazing? If you're saying that you've been playing it as well, you would well know that it's a lot harder to work out if people are telling the truth. I mean, having said that, I was going to say I thought it would be easier, but I'm quite a big fan of the UK version. So It had already made me, from watching that show, going, people are weird. And people have the most peculiar kind of... There are things when you're absolutely 100% sure. It's like if somebody that you know quite well, Craig, and he says to you, I raise money for charity for a year by walking around Australia on my lips. And you go, well, clearly that's a lie. And then it turns out to be true somehow. And you're going, no, I don't. And then the photos and the video and the, like, right, okay. So you can't. You know, so my confidence is completely shot now.
What I've found so far is that the listeners think I'm a lot looser than I actually am.
That's true. What do you think are the easier ones to catch out, the real crazy, zany, specific ones, or lies that are a little more simple?
In the same way, like, I found that you really can't predict what people, like, somebody might be a really wacky person like Ross Noble or something. And he'll tell a story. I don't know. I'm not sure what will go to air because, you know, we recorded about 2 hours for what will be edited back to the 45 minutes.
Oh, wow. But, that's interesting.
Ross at one point told a story where you sort of go, oh, I know Ross, and I know that if he was making up a story, like, that story was a little bit dull, you know. So you go... So is he double bluffing me? I reckon that's probably true. If he was improvising, he'd make it a lot more interesting. But then it turns out that he is double bluffing you, and it's a lie, but he decided on purpose to tell a dull lie. You know, so you don't know what's going on. It just does your head in.
Isn't there meant to be a story about Ross building a sandcastle with Rod Stewart?
Yes, and I won't tell you whether or not that's the one that was true or false or whatever, because I've been told not to do that.
That's amazing, though. Like, I don't want to build a sandcastle at the best of times, but if Rod Stewart's there, I'm there.
Yeah, but you might find that, like, oh, wow, I'm building a... I don't know how much experience you've had, you know, when you end up meeting... you know, massive stars or celebrities or something, when he's not up on stage going, but he's just going, can you pass me that plastic, you know, bucket, please? You're hogging it.
The structural integrity of this, like, thing is terrible.
Yeah, so, you know, you might find that after 5 minutes you're like, yeah, no, Rod, I can do without Rod as a sandcastle compatriot. You never know in these situations.
Well, we're wondering if you want to play along with our version of the game called Who Was It This Morning. Are you up for it?
Oh, of course. Yes.
Okay, so we're throwing around a few different categories. One set of categories involves public urination, and the other involves being naked in a place you don't want to be naked. Which takes your fancy?
When you say in a place you don't want to be naked, does that mean like a place on your own body? Like, I don't want to be naked around the chest area, but I'm happy to be naked around the bottom area? Or,
specifically location-based.
I think let's go with the naked one.
Okay, so my story happened in Alice Springs. I went for an accidental dip in Ellery Creek, which is a beautiful location if you've ever been there before with a friend of mine.
I've never been there before with a friend of yours.
You're missing out. And we realised that you weren't meant to go swimming in the water because of how stagnant it had been lately. Yeah. Obviously, as a woman, that's not ideal. Mm. So we've had this situation. We're like, okay, we need to get everything off us and wash ourselves clean. And we did this with like a litre bottle of Mount Franklin that we had in the van. Terrible idea again. And then we wrapped a little towel around ourselves, thought we'd head off And at that point, a baby bird flew into the van, which we then had to rescue while partially naked. And I'll wrap it there.
So one question I have is, you said you wrapped a little towel around yourself.
Yeah.
So was the little towel wrapped around the two of you?
No.
Right.
So it was not wrapped around the two of us, thankfully.
You had a little towel each.
Yeah, we had one towel each eventually.
Now, it is a story about public nudity. How little was the towel? Are we talking tea towel?
It was like a dingy towel that you get given at the hotel.
A flannel?
Like, it does a bit, but it doesn't do a lot.
Okay.
Like, if you're bending, it's a problem.
I'm not exactly sure what your dimensions are, Molly. So I'm gonna have to go with a median. Like, you're just an average-sized person.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So I'm trying to get the picture in my mind. Okay, and then the little baby bird's in the van. This little towel, it doesn't warrant public nudity to me if you've got a little covering.
All right. Well, maybe wait until you hear my story, Frank. Just so you can tear that apart as well. So mine's a lot more simple. In the house, finish up having a shower, pop the towel around you as you do. Do the little tuck in so it sits on you without, you know, doing too much else. Realised that I'd forgotten to put the bins out. Went out to the front. But, of course, as I was putting my bins out, down goes the towel because I didn't secure it properly. Thought no one was around, but, of course, Pamela across the road did see me.
She did, and I just want to verify.
Yes.
Oh no, you've gotten out of the shower. I was just making sure there were no morning stiffy.
No, I don't believe that day.
No, okay, because actually that helps the towel stay up.
It does. It's like a pitching in a tent.
Okay. And so, how old is Pamela?
Oh, she's, you know, around about 40. I don't ask her specifics.
Right. But you feel like this may be the start of. The beautiful, you know, this might develop between you and Pamela based on Pamela's expression, or you think that it's going to make it difficult for you to just go, hello, Pamela, the next time you see her?
It's more I'm okay with it, but my wife is less okay with it.
Oh, okay. That is making it more complex. Yeah. All right. Okay. So we've got two threesomes going on. We've got you and Pamela and your wife. And we've got Molly and her friend and the baby bird. Not a baby bird, a little bird.
Yeah, yeah.
In the van. And I've got to choose whose story is true. Is that right?
Whose is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go with my because I think Craig was a little bit unclear about how he felt about Pamela, what she looked like. So I'm going to go with you, Molly.
Oh.
It was...
Molly!
Yes, got it right. Well done, Frank.
And it's a miracle.
We hope to see more of it tonight. Would I Lie to You? It premieres tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10 and 10 Play On Demand. Thanks for your time this morning, Frank.
Oh, thanks for having me. That was great fun.